major thing here is that we are a divided community. 48% voted to remain, 52% voted to leave. And we need to bridge that gap somehow and bring people together. If I were elected, I would push for a deal to be put back to the people. I think that's the only way to break the stalemate.
A second referendum would only serve to entrench the division that we have seen on this issue. And I think the overwhelming message that I hear is that people want to move this on. Leaving the European Union with the withdrawal agreement that is proposed by the government is of itself a compromise.
It's going to be extraordinarily difficult, isn't it? As has been said, we're a nation divided right down the middle. To bring people back together at almost a stroke of a pen, let's say, is not going to happen. It is going to take time.
Leaving with a withdrawal agreement is not a hard Brexit. It is a Brexit that delivers on the
clear
things.
Why did you vote against it twice then?
Well, hang on a minute, because I actually think that, you know, one of the duties of being a local MP is to put your constituents first. And I was hearing considerable concern being raised about the deal that Theresa May proposed.
If there's a Liberal Democrat majority government, we revoke Article 50, we stay in. That is our policy. We're entitled to deliver it if we have a majority government. The outlook for the gentleman with his business, that he's, if he's bringing in products from overseas, isn't good. If we're out of the European Union, we'll be paying tariffs on some of the goods that we bring in from the European Union. If we're out of the European Union, we'll no longer benefit from the trade agreements the European Union has struck with other countries around the world. We'll have to negotiate new trade agreements. In the meantime, will it be World Trade Organization terms? They're not very favourable. His goods may well end up costing more, in which case, will that mean an increase in price to his customers?
I've been very clear that I think the best way of getting a deal is to be serious about no deal. And I think it is absolutely essential.
You can see
that
some people would find that
ridiculous. No, I understand. But I also would argue that it's a pretty ridiculous position to take, that you should withdraw no deal as an option.
The steelworks obviously relies heavily on the trade agreements we currently have, and a no deal Brexit would be disastrous. Similarly, RS Components is one of the largest employers, and they rely on the trading arrangements that we currently have. With the no deal Brexit, it would be disruptive and damaging to our local economy. I feel like the Lib Dems are ignoring Brexiteers by revoking Article 50, and that the Tories aren't helping the situation because they are veering to the right.
All politicians have a huge responsibility to stand up and call out bad behaviour from their supporters. In fact, I would argue that we enhance our ability as politicians and as people by debating the issues and talking about them. And sometimes you'll change somebody's mind and sometimes you won't, but we all have a responsibility. I've had somebody write to me in the last fortnight who said that I should be hung. One of the protected spending departments throughout the entirety of the time that we've been in office was the Department of Health. And we have seen year on year budget increases within that department, and actually what we are committed to is the single biggest increase in health spending ever.
A&E waiting times were up, the number of GPs is declining, 50% of our GPs are over 50, we have a crisis on our hands when they retire in the next few years. Things aren't getting any better, and that's because of Tory austerity.
There are huge pressures on children's services in Northamptonshire. In large part that's due to the way the Conservative run administration there has trashed the county council. I'm an Essex boy, and I have to say, proud of being an Essex boy. But I've lived in Corby since 1980. I'm married to a Corby girl, Deb. I have two children, Luke and Lucy, who both went to school in Corby and have been very successful thanks to the education they received in Corby. I love Corby. East Northamptonshire is a beautiful part of the country, and I consider myself to be almost as Corby as I could be.
I get the local issues. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. My parents separated when I was 4. And people should have an MP that cares about them and they feel is accessible, which I don't feel we've got at the moment.
I mean, I have to say, I think that that's a pretty low blow. I think that's pretty outrageous. I mean, you know, I've got a record of having stood up and worked hard for local people throughout the time that I've been the MP.
We would also extend the free childcare so that it was available from the age of 9 months and that it paid for 35 hours a week, 48 48 weeks of the year.
In terms of Northants County Council, it's well documented the failings of the children's services, and that is to the detriment of young people here, vulnerable young people here. Tom's brought up the issue of the NHS being traded off in any future trade negotiations, and something that I'm concerned about is whether that would be traded off to Donald Trump.
Well, it's a very interesting Labour Party brief in that, no doubt, but the simple truth is the government has been very, very clear that the NHS is not for sale. You know, you've got Labour politicians arguing they want to see more money, and then they go and vote against the solution to the problem they're arguing for. It's bizarre.
Tom, so will you confirm then that you have never voted for local government cuts? And if people go on to the How You Voted website, that will confirm that, will it?
Well, the point I would make, if you're talking about they work for you descriptions,
I feel a backtrack coming.
They
here.
Are quite often politically motivated descriptions.
It's a neutral website, Tom.
No, it certainly is not.